Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast, presented to you by Soul Driven, Soul Intended. And I am your host, coach, and creator of all things Soul Driven, Soul Intended, Bryce Bryson. In this particular episode, we are going to go ahead and get into personality types, different personality types, and then dig a little deeper into how it relates to spirituality or our spiritual selves. Yes? So let's go ahead and jump right into it. There are four different types of personality from a temperament point of view. A study from Carlos University of Madrid shows behavior types of 90% of the human population can be grouped into optimistic, pessimistic, trusting, and envious. Individuals are either optimistic, pessimistic, trusting, and/or envious in nature. Of the four types, envious is the most common, with 30% compared to 20% for each of the other groups. Unlike the Myers-Briggs, this temperament theory has its roots in the ancient four humors theory. And we'll get into that in another podcast episode. A more common and widely accepted explanation of personality types is the four temperament theory. A proto-psychological, the study of human psychology, theory, which suggests four fundamental personality types being sanguine, choleric, melancholic, and phlegmatic. These were associated with the domination of various biological functions. These temperaments come to the most obvious manifestations in childhood between the ages of 6 and 14, after which they become subordinate in most cases. So let's kick things off with sanguine, which is often viewed as being optimistic, active, and social. It tends to be more extroverted and enjoy being part of a crowd. Sanguine personality is typically described as highly talkative, enthusiastic, active, and social. Individuals with this personality have a hard time doing nothing and engage in more risk-seeking behavior. The choleric, which is often viewed as being short-tempered, fast, or irritable, tends to be more extroverted. They are described as independent, decisive, and goal-oriented and ambitious. These, combined with their dominant result-oriented outlook, make them natural leaders. In ancient history, they were thought to be violent, vengeful, and quick-tempered. So moving forward onto the melancholic, which is analytical, wise, and quiet, these individuals tend to be detail-oriented and, again, analytical, and are very deep thinkers and feelers. They are introverted and try to avoid being singled out in a crowd. A melancholic personality leads to self-reliant individuals who are thoughtful, reserved, and often anxious because they strive for perfection. And then that leaves us with the phlegmatic, relaxed and peaceful. Individuals tend to be more chilled, laid back, easygoing, quiet, relaxed, and peaceful. They are empathic towards others, yet they try to hide their own true emotions. Phlegmatic individuals also are good at generalizing ideas or problems to the world and making compromises. Okay, so with that said and done, we'll go ahead and get into the Briggs-Myers personality theories or personality types. And a theory behind that, which is called socionics, okay? Socionics in psychology and sociology is a theory of information processing and personality type, distinguished by its information model of the psyche. The idea of socionics is that information is intuitively divisible into 8 categories called information aspects, which a person's psyche processes uses 8 psychological functions. The purpose of socionics is to provide a means of predicting the character of relations and degree of business compatibility information sharing, and psychological compatibility of people before they're joining in one collective or in one collective group. Socionics is extroversion, represented by the letter E, sensing by the letter S, thinking by the letter T, judgment by the letter J, introversion by the letter I, intuition by the letter N, feeling by the letter F, perception by the letter P. Socionics divides people into 16 different types of categories called sociotypes, which are ESTJ, ENTJ, ESFJ, ENFJ, ISTJ, ISFJ, INTJ, INFJ, ESTP, ESFP, ENTP, ENFP, ISTP, ISFP, INTP, and INFP. I sort of started getting a little rhythm with that. I almost started feeling like I was getting ready to spit a verse for y'all. A formal conversion is carried out following the Myers-Briggs type indicator. So, with that said and done, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break for your Spiritually Logic podcast. And we're going to go ahead and, when we come back, jump right back into the 16 Myers-Briggs personality types. So you best be ready. All right. And in the meantime, if you want to go ahead and support the Spiritual Logic podcast brought to you by Soul Driven, Soul Intended, you can go ahead and click on the link at the bottom of this podcast forum. It'll take you to the page where you will enter in your credit or debit card information. You will pledge your monthly donation or subscription amount in the dollar amount of 99 cents. $4.99 or $9.99 will be drafted on the date that you submit the payment. If you don't want to do a monthly setup like that, you can always send individual donations to support Soul Driven, Soul Intended Collective, and the Spiritually Logic podcast by my Cash App at Bryce Bryson. That's Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. Bryce Bryson for my Venmo, or Bryce Bryson or Soul Driven, Soul Intended at gmail.com for my PayPal. Again, I'll be right back with you for the next segment, and we'll jump right into the 16 different personality types per Myers-Briggs. Welcome back, Soul Drivers. This is your Spiritually Logic podcast, and I am your host, coach, and creator of all things Soul Driven, Soul Intended, Bryce Bryson. So, in this segment, we are going to go ahead and dig into detail of the 16, yes, 16 Myers-Briggs personality types. We're going to go ahead and kick it off with the Inspector, the ISTJ personality. The ISTJs are serious, proper, and formal in appearance, which can be intimidating. They are cultured and have an affection towards tradition. In contrast, they are quiet and usually calm. They are called inspectors because of their keen attention to detail. ISTJs are rule followers who always take the logical approach towards their goals and projects. Their dominant cognitive function is introverted sensing, which helps them take in the details about their environment, while their auxiliary cognitive function is extroverted thinking, which makes them efficient and logical thinkers. Okay, so basically it's saying that the ISTJs, when you just look at them, you know, on their outward appearance, are seemingly very serious, proper, and formal, you know, very professional, if you will. And it can very often come off intimidating, a very powerful, if you will, type of energy. But as the passage says, in contrast, they're actually very quiet and usually very calm. Okay. They are very keen to details. So one might suppose that ISTJs are very observing or observative. I don't think that's a real word. If it's not, I just created it. So be it, so forth. And they always like to follow the rules and look at things from a logical perspective. And very detailed, okay, about their environment. Like I said, observing and watching the structure and logic and stability of one's environment within and without. Okay. Next up, we have the counselor, the INFJ personality. INFJs are visionaries who have a different view of the world, which I resonate with. I actually think I probably am an INFJ. They love introspection and refuse to take things at a surface level. So INFJs are always looking beneath the surface. Yeah, I see what's on top. I see what you're presenting me with, but I want to see what's underneath the presentation. I want to see what's real. Show me the reality. Don't show me the presentation. Don't show me the first impression. Okay. INFJs could be termed weird by others because of how they see life. So I definitely resonate with that, especially within the last 2.5 years of me getting into my spirituality. Most of the new people that I've met who don't resonate with me on some level or understand where I'm coming from on some level say that I come off weird. And there was a time prior to the 2.5 years that I might have taken offense to it, but now I embrace that shit. Yes, I'll be weird all day because that means I'm not common. And that means at the end of the day, whether it's said oh or not, you're going to remember Bryce Bryson. You're going to remember me. Even if it is that weird dude, you're going to remember me. So let's be weird together, INFJs. Yes? Yes. All right. So again, they can be termed, I'm just going to say, we could be termed weird by others because of how we see life. The INFJs are idealists who love understanding complex issues. Yes. We are reserved leaders who are usually creatives. Yeah, that's me. Due to how easily we get inspired. We're also known as diplomats. INFJs prefer to cooperate with members of their team as opposed to conflict or conflicting energies. Now, I can definitely resonate with that. I ain't got time for the bullshit. I ain't trying to argue. I'm trying to accomplish something in the best and most positive and easygoing and pleasant energy possible. Again, I don't have time for the bullshit. I ain't got time for the negative energy, and I'm not going to put up with it. Okay? Amen? Amen. The dominant cognitive function of an INFJ is introverted intuition, yes, which helps them focus on internal insights and generally influences their decision making. I am definitely an INFJ. Tertiary, I don't even know how to say this word, y'all. I'm not even going front. It was on a Spiritually Logic podcast. We keep it real. We gather information to present and we talk about it, but we're going to keep it real. I ain't worried about no editing all the time. tertiary, T-E-R-I-A-R-Y, however it's supposed to be pronounced, if I'm not pronouncing it correctly, oh well. But that this cognitive function is an extroverted feeling which makes them highly sensitive, or us highly sensitive, to the feeling of others, or what others refer to as being empathic. And y'all know, who follow my podcast, who follow my platform, knows that I'm an empath. Yes? Yes. The INFJ thrives. We drive in jobs that require a deal of compassion, psychology, and or collaboration. Next up, we have the mastermind, the INTJ personality, which are introverts who are comfortable being themselves. They would avoid socializing as it drains their energy. They excel at developing plans and strategies. As analytical problem solvers, this personality type is strategic and innovative. Their dominant cognitive function is introverted intuition, which they use to read between the lines and unravel patterns. The auxiliary function is extroverted thinking, which makes them deliberate about solutions and highly organized. Also known as the architects, the INTJ thrives in jobs that require logical systems and innovative solutions. They usually prefer to work alone. And in relationships, they are loyal and are great at encouraging their partners. Now we have the giver, the ENFJ. They're individuals who are people-centered. They rely mostly on their intuition and feelings and tend to live through their imaginations. They focus on abstracts and what could happen in the future. They're highly empathic or empathic. Not just to their close friends and family, but to people in general. The ENFJ generally loves feedback, and they can be referred to as people pleasers. Their dominant cognitive function is an extroverted feeling that helps them be in tune with other people's feelings and emotions. Their auxiliary functions are introverted intuition. That makes them focus on the future as opposed to the present moment. They thrive in jobs where they can encourage others and push them to grow. This also includes humanitarian-focused jobs. In relationships, they are supportive and always willing to understand their partners. Moving forward, we have the craftsmen, the ISTP. The ISTPs are mysterious, rational, and highly logical bunch. They're spontaneous and unpredictable most times, albeit oblivious to those around them because they are experts at hiding their true nature. A little sneaky deaky going on there. Their dominant cognitive function is introverted thinking, which makes them focus on the logical aspect of a situation. The ISTP's auxiliary cognitive function is extroverted sensing, which helps them focus on abstract things. They thrive in jobs that require technical expertise and physical activity. In relationships, they are calm lovers who prefer being handy around the house. Which brings us to the provider, the ESFJ. Which are stereotypically known to be extroverts. They are cheerleaders and raise the spirits of those around them, earning them popularity. Because of their nature, they are easily liked and people easily warm up to them. Their dominant cognitive function is extroverted feeling that makes them work and make decisions based on their gut feeling. The ESFJ's auxiliary cognitive function is introverted sensing, which helps them focus on the present instead of the future or other abstract details. They thrive in jobs that require processes and interpersonal skills. And in relationships, they are the traditional partners who believe in structure and stability. Which brings us to the contrast somewhat of that, which are the idealists, the INFPs, which are usually reserved and introverted and usually spend time all by themselves in quiet places. They love analyzing signs and symbols, using them to draw inferences and explaining what is happening around them. Their dominant cognitive function is introverted feeling, which helps them with processing emotions internally. The INFP auxiliary cognitive function is the extroverted intuition that helps them focus on the big picture through imagination. They thrive in jobs that require visions and aligns with their goals and interests. In relationships, they take time to select their friends, and they are quite big on compromise. Next up, we have the performer, the ESFP, which are mostly perceived to be entertainers. They enjoy being in the spotlight. They enjoy exploring and learning to share what they've learned with others through their strong interpersonal skills. Their dominant cognitive function is extroverted sensing, which helps them stick to facts instead of abstract ideas. The ESFP's auxiliary cognitive function is introverted feeling, which helps them make decisions. They thrive in work environments where they can be spontaneous, move around, and involves the use of artistic values. In relationships, the ESFP will prioritize their family and loved ones over anything, although they can also strongly dislike a structured life. And now we have the champion, the ENFPs, which are highly individualistic and refuse to live their lives inside a box, breaking the box, not simply just thinking outside of the box. Huh? They strive to create their own methods of doing things. They operate with their feelings and are highly perceptive and thoughtful. Okay? So I got a little bit of this champion in me. I'm not going to say a little bit, maybe a lot of bit. As we dig into these personality traits and types together, we'll find out if we can be more than one personality type per Myers-Briggs. And I'm just going to already say that we can, because Myers-Briggs, you know, although they have done the research, you know, things are always growing and expanding and evolving. So we can definitely be or have traits more than one, combined traits, that's how I'll say it, combined traits of the different personality types within the Myers-Briggs or even the four temperament personality type structure. And I'm sure there are going to be more details to these structures or even brand new structures. Hell shit, I might even create a Bryce Bryson personality type structure from this podcast and further research. We never know. The universe, the divine universe, is vast. There's no telling what can happen, what can be birthed, what can be created. Amen? Amen. So moving forward again, we're going to go ahead again with the champion, the ENFP. And yes, I know I just went through this, but we're going to go through it again. ENFPs are highly individualistic and refuse to live their lives inside a box. They strive to create their own methods of doing things. I'm going to say we strive to create our own methods of doing things. We operate with our feelings and are highly perceptive and thoughtful. Our dominant cognitive function is extroverted intuition, which allows us to focus on abstract thoughts and patterns. The auxiliary cognitive function is introverted feelings, which make them focus on their feelings rather than logic. That's basically the definition of spiritually logic podcast right there. Spirituality and being spiritual and spiritually following your intuition. following your path. And oftentimes, it's not always a straightforward pattern. Okay, but somehow, in some way, although it's not a straight pattern, it oftentimes can be scattered into pieces, it's still logical within the spiritual realm, but we'll get to that at a later date. In relationships, the ENFP is always expressive and shares affection openly. We thrive in jobs that demand creativity and imaginative solutions. I'm definitely part ENFP, definitely, because I resonate with that heavy. Now we go ahead and go on to the what? The doer, the ESTP, which are governed by the need to interact with others. They are interested in abstracts and theories that are spontaneous and into taking risks. They aren't afraid of making mistakes, as they believe there is clarity within the contrast, and make it up as they go along. Their dominant cognitive function is extroverted sensing, which makes them action-oriented. That's divine masculine energy right there, taking action, making moves. The auxiliary cognitive function of the ESTP is introverted thinking, which makes them highly disciplined and very observant. They thrive in career paths that require mechanical skills, so not me, flexibility, and one that is quite unpredictable. In relationships, they can be quite adventurous and prefer activities with their loved ones. All right. Moving on to the supervisor, the ESTJs. And actually, before we go ahead and get into the supervisor, we're going to go ahead and segue into a soul-driven break. And then we'll go ahead and get into the next segment where we'll pick up with the supervisor, the ESTJ. So as we take this brief pause in between segments, go ahead and click on your support tab to go ahead and pledge your monthly subscription or donation price pledge in the dollar amount of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 by inputting your credit or debit card information. And that dollar amount that you select would be drafted from that account on the date of each month that you process. If you prefer to do individual pledges, feel free to do that as well by using my Cash App at Bryce Bryson. That's Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. You can also use my Venmo, Bryce Bryson. I believe that's pound Bryce Bryson. Or my PayPal, you can use Bryce Bryson or Soul Driven, Soul Intended at gmail.com. Amen. Amen. After this quick break, we'll go ahead and get into the next segment and continue on with the 16 different personality types per Myers-Briggs, picking up with the supervisor, the ESTJ. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic program or podcast. Like, this is a program too. Brought to you by Soul Driven, Soul Intended, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things Soul Driven, Soul Intended. Yes? Yes. So, we're going to go ahead and jump right back into things, and we're going to pick up where we left off with the 16 personality types per the Myers-Briggs research. Okay, so we left off with the supervisor, the ESTJ, which are organized and governed by the zeal to do what is right and socially acceptable. They epitomize the ideal individual who is on the track towards doing what is good and right. They are happy to be of help and service. Your dominant cognitive function is extroverted thinking, which makes them quite practical when compared to other personality types. Their auxiliary cognitive functions are introverted sensing, which makes them very keen on details and stability. The ESTJs like to work in management positions where they can oversee operations and put in structures. In relationships, they love routines, and their loved ones know that they can always be depended on for anything. Next up is the commander, the ENTJ, which are focused on dealing with all things rationally and logically. They are naturally born leaders who command respect. They also do enjoy being in charge. They see obstacles as challenges in which they can prove themselves. I think I have a bit of ENTJ in me as well. A dominant cognitive function is extroverted thinking, which makes them deliberate about orders and judgments. The auxiliary function is introverted. I don't know why I'm having such a problem with that one word. The auxiliary function is introverted intuition, which makes them trust their instincts during decision making. The ENTJ thrives in jobs that are complex and require clear strategies for goals. In relationships, they can set high expectations for their loved ones and can be sometimes domineering. Yeah, definitely have some of those aspects. Next up is the thinker, the INTP. The INTPs are typically known for their brilliant ideas and propositions. They see a pattern in everything and can easily pick out something that's out of place. They are concerned with finding an environment where their creative genius can be harnessed. Their dominant cognitive function is introverted thinking, which makes them highly understanding and deep thinkers. The auxiliary functions are extroverted intuition, which helps them with their imagination and inspirations. The INTP thrives in work environments that aren't focused on traditions. They prefer flexible and independent work styles. In relationships, they are highly unconventional and autonomous. The nurturer, the ISFJ, are highly generous and ever ready to give back to society, the server. Love being in service. They are warm and kind-hearted individuals. They possess an awareness and consideration towards bringing out the best in others. The dominant cognitive function is introverted sensing, which makes them very detail-oriented. The auxiliary functions are extroverted feeling, which makes them nurturing and very considerate. They thrive in jobs that require structure and are positioned behind the scenes. In relationships, the ISFJ will take care of their loved ones unconditionally. Then we have the visionary, the ENTP, which are introverts who do not enjoy small talk. Ooh, Lord knows, I'm not with the small talk. Get to the point, say what you want, what you need, and let's address it. You know, the pleasantries, I don't mean to be rude with that, but it's just, it irks my soul to the spiritual core. Let's not small talk, let's talk about the subject at hand. Amen, amen. That's just what it is for me. So again, the ENTPs are extroverts who do not enjoy small talk. These personalities are very rare to come across. They have a logical and rational approach to discussions and or arguments. They are knowledgeable but need constant stimulation. Their dominant cognitive function is extroverted intuition, which makes them always open to exploring new ideas. The auxiliary function is introverted thinking, which makes them quite logical. They thrive in jobs where creativity meets challenges. In relationships, the ENTP is spontaneous and can be quite exciting. Next up, we have the composer, which is the ISFP. On the outside, they seem like introverts, but deep down, they're warm and very friendly. They're spontaneous and fun to be with, and are always out to explore new things and discover new experiences. Very adventurous, isn't that right? Their dominant cognitive function is introverted feeling, which makes them caring. The auxiliary functions are extroverted sensing, which makes them appreciate works of art. ISFPs prefer to work independently away from the spotlight. In relationships, they are accommodating and very easygoing. Okay? So as we see, there are several different personality types per Myers-Briggs, but let's face it, Myers-Briggs don't know everything. And what I'm coming to find out by going through this information, along with my Soul Drivers in the Spiritually Logic podcast episode, is that while one or two, and they like to specifically say or limit folk to one personality type. As I always say, I'm not only thinking outside of the box, I'm breaking the box. One thing doesn't simply make us up as a whole. So going through those lists of personality types, I definitely resonated with a couple of more than I expected, too, which makes us all melting pots. Yes, we may have one that's more dominant than the others, but I think for the most part, at least all of us to our core and to our being are at least made up of 3 to 4 out of the 16 Myers-Briggs personality types and traits. Amen. Amen. So what we are going to further explore is how these personality types, whenever they may be, relate to us on a spiritual level. Yes? Yes. Alrighty. So that's going to be the next focus. We are going to go ahead and close out this particular podcast episode, and we're going to pick up with personality traits and spirituality in the next podcast episode. Y'all may think, well, why don't you just make one full podcast on the subject matter? And I can actually do that, but let's face it, some of us, including me, sometimes we have short attention spans, you know? So sometimes these shorter podcast episodes we'll be able to listen to and not lose the space in where we were at, as opposed to a 2-hour podcast episode and you're not quite sure where you left off. So we're going to go ahead and chop it off right here. We'll end it with the Myers-Briggs personality types. Also, moving forward, I'm probably going to go and more than likely I'm going to do podcast episodes on each personality type individually. So this is definitely going to be an ongoing subject matter for Spiritually Logic in this soul-driven, soul-intended community and collective. So there's always more information to come. We're always learning and growing and evolving. If you think that you know everything on any subject matter on this planet, in this universe, in this galaxy, you, my friend, are wrong. Okay, you're pissing in the wind and it's flying right back at you. As always, I love you all for your continued love and support of the Soul Driven Soul Intended Community at the Spiritually Logic Podcast. Again, I am your host, coach, and creator of all things Soul Driven Soul Intended, Bryce Bryson. If you want to go ahead and pledge your monetary support or donation, go ahead and click on the support link. It'll take you to the page where you can go ahead and put in your credit and or debit card information. You'll select your monthly dollar amount in the amount of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 on a monthly basis, and it will be drafted from that card each month on the date that you submit your payment. If you prefer to do individual payment donations, and I'm not going to limit it to one time, but if you prefer to do it individual, you can go ahead and utilize my Cash App at Bryce Bryson. That's Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. Bryce Bryson for my Venmo, Bryce Bryson for my PayPal, or you can use Soul Driven at soulintended@gmail.com for PayPal as well. They'll all get to me regardless. Again, I am the creator of all things Soul Driven, Soul Intended. It's me. That's my baby. I birthed it from within. So again, I say thank you all for your continued love and support in the 44 countries that listen to my podcast. Lord, can't tell you how much I appreciate you all. There have been many people who think I would never amount to anything, but I'm proving them wrong because I'm following my path, my vision, my purpose and design here on this earth during this time. And I encourage you all to do the same. Nothing feels better than fulfilling your purpose, your destiny in real time. Yes? Yes. So until next time, I bid you all adieu. Deuces.